obviously, with everything that happened last week with the price of specifically the GameStop stock soaring because of the short squeeze, what did that mean for hedge fund managers? Because that's kind of who was hurt the most by it, from my understanding anyway. You can correct me if I'm wrong. But what has that meant for them, and what does that mean for them in the future?
I mean, for the hedge fund managers, they definitely, took positions against what was going on just based on what they thought and how they thought the stock was being overbought and overvalued. And then, the end users, they just kept pumping up the price, and that's where they started to lose their money. So a lot of hedge fund managers, took a big hit, but there's another hedge fund manager that made $700 million off of the trade also. So certain hedge fund managers got beat up, and certain hedge fund managers made a lot of money on it. But usually when you look at any of these hedge fund managers, they're going to make big wins and big losses along the way. This was just earned a lot of publicity because of how it all happened.
So this is something that maybe not on this, or does it happen on this scale very often where they will lose this big?
You know what? They will, but it won't be news because it's just
kind of how the cycle goes, right?
Exactly. This, what happened with Reddit and the GameStop and AMC, this really disrupted the system because it never happened like that before, on social media, and kind of smaller investors all teaming up together to do it, in a coordinated fashion. That had not been done before, and that's why it garnered so much media attention.
That kind of relates to my next question I was going to ask you, which is, how does this affect the stock market big picture going forward if a lot of small investors or retail investors from Reddit or something realize that they have a power, I guess, to be able to do something like this? Is this something that could happen again in the future? Or what does the future look like for the stock market after this?
Overall, the stock market, it'll continue to go on how it has for years. It's going to depend on the specific company. It's going to depend on the overall economy. But the market will continue to move forward. I think it's great for investors, more of the average investor and, new investors to get into the market. You got to always be careful that these people don't think it's a get-rich-quick scheme for these stocks, because a lot of people will still buy the stocks as the price gets high. I mean, GameStop was up to 300, which means people are still buying it at, 280, 290. Where now it's at $60, so people have lost a lot of money on that also. And I think that's more behavioral, where people talk about all their wins, but you never really hear about the big losses from those people. So I think it's great people are getting into the market and have interest in the market. You just got to still do your research and not just chase the hot trend.
What would be your advice to people who were looking at GameStop, or maybe even something that comes along in the future that they want to hop onto, because like you said, it's kind of the hot trend? What would be your advice to those people?
The advice to those people would just be, do your research, educate yourself on the company that you're getting into and why you're getting into that company. Look at the numbers. If they make sense, do it. Don't just do it because somebody online says it's the hot thing to do. And be careful with your money. It's always okay to, take a little bit of risk with a little bit of money, but don't put all your eggs in one basket by any means. Just be smart about it. Be educated and take a balanced approach to it.
Yeah, from your perspective, obviously, I was going to bring up the price of GameStop falling as you did. It's back down to, like you said, like 60-something, right?
Yeah, I think right now it's around 64.
So is that something that once it got to that price of above 300, did a lot of people, you think, just say, okay, I've made a pretty big return here, I'm going to sell, and that's what caused the price to go back down?
Oh, definitely. I mean, if you bought in it, it was at $20 before everything happened. If you bought in at $100 and it went to 300, you would take your profits while you can, because in the end it's, the GameStop, the kind of brick-and-mortar business, doesn't have huge long-term growth potential. So it's overinflated, so you would take your profit while you can. So a lot of people bought it up, and some people made some good money, but those people that are buying it high are losing money. So there's going to be winners, there's going to be losers. That's why you have to be careful on that. And like I said, I think once this all plays out, and I don't know, but we'll see how much the bigger investors actually made versus how much the little investors made. And I know that's the big thing in the media, but we'll see how much, you know, the hedge fund manager made specifically, or, you know, the average investor made. And you know, I hope it comes out where the average investor is doing well and not the other way, because then that would kind of defeat the purpose of what these Reddit users are trying to do.
Yeah, can we expand on that? You mentioned it earlier too, but why, from your perspective, is it good for these smaller investors to get involved in the market?
Because I think the younger investors now, you know, from what I've seen, you know, they really don't take much, I guess, care of their, you know, their 401k or their retirement savings. People aren't specifically planning for retirement. So now when you have younger kids that see a 401k or simple IRA that they can put money into, they're going to be more interested in how they can grow that money. And I think that's the good thing, that people are actually just being interested in the market and understanding how it works, why it works, how it does, and how they can provide their own growth for themselves instead of relying on somebody else like the government to do it. They can grow their money themselves and take advantage of it.
So in a good way, it could be like a gateway, basically, from people who are just getting in during this GameStop ordeal, realize that, hey, I can actually invest money and get a pretty good return if I invest smartly.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. You know, do it smartly, and you can grow your money yourself and find a way to do it, or get advice and follow the, you know, professional advice. But you can pretty much take control of your own end. And that's the biggest thing for people getting into the markets now, is seeing how the markets work and how it can be beneficial to them, as long as you do it the right way, the smart way, and you make educated decisions along the way, not just gamble on it.
Yeah, I mean, for better or for worse, it seems the stock market is easier for people to get into now than ever with technology. Yeah. And obviously Robinhood was an app at the forefront last week. So it seems like people, it can get in easier now, right?
They definitely can. And that's the good thing. You can get in with lower amounts of money than you were able to, you know, 10, 15 years ago. And that's what is really driving the average investor to get into it now, or the newer investor to get into the market. You can buy shares of specific stocks or ETFs at a very low price, which it used to be you have to have a minimum of a certain amount of dollars to even get into it, where now, you know, pretty much anybody can get into it at any price.
Yeah, for someone from your seat who obviously watches the markets for a living, Do you think that what happened last week warrants action by Congress? Because some people were saying that it creates really high volatility in some areas and could have long-term effects on the market. From someone in your seat, do you think Congress should take action and make some changes, or it should be the way it is?
I think what happened last week will bring more scrutiny on some of the procedures of some of these companies. I don't necessarily believe one way or the other Congress needs to get involved. I think the SEC will probably have a deeper look at how Robinhood or some of these hedge funds are ran. I'm all for more transparency, and I think most people are. They just want to see what's happening and why it's happening. They just want transparency behind it. And I think that in the end will be good for everybody involved.
And part of that, are you talking about Robinhood restricting the trading late last week, like Thursday, Friday?
Yes, exactly. You know, there could be reasons behind it. There may be, but it should be known why that's happening. You know, it could be for margin requirements and people are trading on margin. So there's a lot of different factors why they could have stopped it. So, again, I don't know exactly why they stopped it. There's different theories, but it's it should be transparent. If they stopped it just to save themselves, you know, that's one thing. If they stopped it for capital requirements, that's, you know, a completely legit reason. So there has to be more transparency in the end.
So just from what I've gathered talking to you, it sounds like hopefully kind of looking glass half full, it sounds like maybe there could be some good changes coming along, like more transparency and people getting into the market and learning about it and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think you're 100% right. It will be good in the end how this will play out. More people involved, more people interested in the market, which will be a win-win for everybody as long as, you know, the newer investors take their time to educate themselves. And then I think in the end, there's always going to be changes. The market, the landscape is always changing, and that's the good thing. But there will be more transparency, which will be good for everybody.
And I will ask you as well, because I know for younger people or people who haven't been in the stock market before, where are some places they can go to educate themselves? Because that can be the hardest part sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, usually just like a Market Watch or Yahoo Finance. Those are going to be good spots, just pretty general, pretty basic to learn. And from there, you can go any which way to learn more. Bloomberg's good. There's a plethora of information out there on the internet. It's just making sure you're going to reputable resources.
Plus, there's always financial advisors, right?
And there's always financial advisors, yes.
You gave me a ton of great information. Is there anything that I haven't asked you about that you wanted to add about GameStop, the stock market, anything about this?
No, I mean, in the end, like we've discussed, it's going to be good for everybody. I like that younger people are getting involved in it. It brings everybody into the market where you can see, you learn more about the companies, you invest, you know, you take control of your own future instead of relying on somebody else. I think that's the biggest takeaway that we will have. It's just a matter that people need to do it in an educated manner. You know, if you don't know, look for advice, ask for advice from somebody that's been there, somebody that understands what they're doing. You can control your own destiny, and that's, I think that's going to be the biggest outcome and takeaway from this.